It is the State Capitol Report on the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. 2 years ago, Governor Tony Evers signed an executive order creating the Governor's Task Force on Broadband Access to advise him on how to expand high-speed internet access to every home, every business and institution in the state. In announcing the task force, he described how people shifted overnight to virtual learning and work from home.
We changed how we live, work, and learn in order to adapt to this virus, which has highlighted the digital divide in our state.
Courtesy Wisconsin Eye, the task force is now out with its second annual report. Join in on broadband access and connectivity challenges and breakthroughs through the years, 800-642-1234. Brittany Beyer is Executive Director of Grow North Regional Economic Development Corporation, and she chairs the Governor's Task Force on Broadband Access. Brittany, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Good morning, Kate. Thank you for having me again.
Well, let's take stock of 2 years, of this task force work. What can you point to as your biggest step forward in connecting people and businesses and access to high-speed internet?
Well, I think the biggest step forward comes from the federal government with the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act. So I might say IIJA sometimes. But that was a real big condition change on our side. There's $1 trillion of investment in infrastructure, including broadband, which is going to change the landscape for everyone.
So you're really looking at those federal dollars. So in year two of your task force, has that really been your primary focus, is figuring out where those federal dollars should go?
Yes, I would say the second report is really an addendum to the first. I believe the IIJA, the infrastructure bill, was not out yet when we did the first report. Mm-hmm. And then it was decided that it was going to go forward. So then the second report became, okay, now that the landscape has changed, what we're doing great investment on the state side, what happens with these very close to us dollars coming down? How are we going to use those best?
The task force, you put that into numbers, highlighting $289 million for broadband expansion since Governor Evers took office in 2019. And that includes the $100 million from the American Rescue Plan Act. How, you know, has the money started paying for expansion in Wisconsin? How do you see it put to work?
All of those programs were grant related programs on the local level. So many communities, many providers applied for those funds to do build outs across the whole entire state. And some of those are already in operation. And some of those, especially the ones that were just announced this past June at the very end, they're just getting started probably in the next 6 months.
So is that lawmakers approving $125 million for broadband expansion as part of the current budget? Is that separate from that, where the PSC, the Public Service Commission, awarded 71 grants last month?
That is included in that $280 million that you were just speaking about. So that $125 million, that is part of that the large investment that the state has made, actually.
So as you look at these dollars coming in, how difficult is it for communities at the local level to get these awards and put those dollars into expansion work? Because you have to connect those, you know, a lot of different aspects here, from federal, state, and then into those local communities.
Right. So, you know, you just alluded to how complex this is, and you're asking local communities and providers of small and large size to act a little bit differently. So you are asking them to rapidly learn a new way of working. And that was actually a real strong focus of the task force's conversations and output this time around. And we spoke about it in the first report in the active network building, but that became, again, the focus because it's going to change the landscape so much.
We're talking about expanding broadband access in the state. 2 years of task force work with Brittany Beyer, who chairs the governor's task force on broadband access. You can join in on connectivity, what you see in your own community, and where Wisconsin goes in the future. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Brittany, can you give us a sense how the federal dollars will be put to work, as opposed to what state dollars might be able to leverage? Will they be the same thing, or will they go to different aspects of broadband build out?
Well, the design of the infrastructure law is that the money flows down to the federal level, down to the state level. The PSC is working through their plan for what they're going to do with the roughly $45 million that they're going to be receiving. And then there's more coming for the actual grants. On that level, those dollars are going to be flowing down to a certain degree for planning in around the whole entire state. There will be need to continue state funding in broadband because there's this little tricky thing where you can't match federal dollars with federal dollars. So the state of Wisconsin is really going to have to keep something open on their side for the communities to do matching. But then also not everyone is going to be deemed underserved or they will have the ability to use those federal grants. So they will have to keep a pocket for themselves at the state level to dole out that way.
So what might be a community that has enough resources or would be excluded from a grant opportunity? Can you give it more of an example there?
I don't know if I can give you concrete examples because the federal level is redoing the maps and they will not be out until the fall. And so a big concern has been that the mapping is not granular enough. The federal government has heard that. So they're redoing the mapping process. There is a challenge process as well with that. So I'm just going to say, for example, a community that has a couple of different providers and fairly good access, they're probably not going to be the community that has the federal dollars going to it. If it's just beyond, let's say on the outskirts of that town, where some of the connectivity becomes spotty, that part might be part of the infrastructure law dollars. I just can't say for certain, but mm-hmm. I think it's also really important to note that there will be an ability for the communities to challenge that. And so having good software and mapping techniques to be able to challenge that in a way that is going to have good outcome, that's something that the state is also working through as well.
Yes, because the Public Service Commission has also worked on this mapping issue to try to get more detailed, as you mentioned, granular data to figure out where the gaps are. So how is that work progressing?
I think on the state side, it's progressing. It is the providers are willingly giving them better information. It's when the state, that when the federal government is going to take that extra step, that's going to move all of the providers into one direction that then gives you the comprehensive mapping that covers everything. I will give a caveat that some communities are feeling like that might not be granular enough still. And so there needs to be, again, something that the local communities, I would say at county levels in my mind, should really become stewards of their own local understanding of broadband, kind of like with infrastructure and roads.
We're checking in on the governor's task force to address broadband access in our state. A working group 2 years in just published its second annual report. Brittany Beyer there, chair, leads Grow North Regional Economic Development Corporation. Join in on how you think Wisconsin has done in broadband expansion, assistance to customers and businesses, the tech side of it, how you want federal funding used, whether your community has gone after a grant and what that outcome was. 800-642-1234. This is the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is the State Capitol Report on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're checking in on the governor's task force on broadband access that was formed 2 years ago, out with their second broadband annual report. It says that since Governor Tony Evers took office in 2019, Wisconsin has allocated or disbursed over $289 million to expand broadband. The Public Service Commission, the PSC, houses the state broadband office. It estimates 650,000 residents still lack access to high-speed internet. Maybe you're one of them. Join in on connectivity, on access and cost, 800-642-1234. Brittany Beyer chairs the 27-member Governor's Task Force and stays with us. Brittany, one of the recommendations of your report is to develop a statewide digital navigator program to help underconnected people and solve a lot of issues there. How would this work? What do you envision?
Well, again, this is one of the moments where the infrastructure law is going to help us out immensely. The infrastructure law has specifically carved out for a digital equity program statewide. So again, because this is all fairly new, the PSC is currently working on what that will look like. They have been working for over a year on digital equity already, working with stakeholders and hearing what they really need on the ground. But it really would probably look like partnering with existing nonprofit organizations who are doing the work with their different communities, working with associations who are working with different populations, including those who have different abilities and need concerted efforts towards them. It will be funding them, giving them the resources, and making sure that their programs are designed to further connection on that side.
And this is not just about rural areas. This is about urban as well, I would imagine.
Absolutely. A lot of the adoption process really is across the whole entire state. You're talking about people who have different hindrances to being able to use the computers that we use every single day, have financial inability to get that access as well. We have to be thinking about that. And you are very right. It's on the urban side as well as the rural side.
Back in 2020, there was that Connectors pilot program that you had launched, really helping communities with, technical aid. And you had such an overwhelming response. What did that tell you about the state's needs?
Well, it was the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation and the PSC doing that work. And it popped back up in our conversation because it is very important. What I see from that and what you will read in the report is that we certainly believe that that expanded technical assistance for the communities has to be part of the state's response in how they're going to use those infrastructure law dollars for all of the communities for those planning efforts. And so we spent a lot of time lifting up different stories from across the state in how communities got organized and worked with providers and really closed that gap. That is so beneficial. It moves the needle forward much quicker than it would in its own way. And if we are going to take advantage of this historic moment of investment, that has to be part of the planning structure. And again, the federal dollars that will be flowing through the PSC downward is exactly where that money could come from.
One of those stories, as you are so well aware, is the Reedsburg Utility Commission, bringing internet into their entire I guess, a span of of utilities. And this was nearly a generation ago. What does the Reedsburg story tell other communities?
It tells other communities that it's possible if they have an electric power organization inside of their community. One of the things that Reedsburg has done is made sure that Reedsburg itself is wired to a really great degree. They've been partnering with communities around them. And the model that they use is, because of the distance and they're taking on the cost of expansion, there's a slight monthly charge for each of those communities. It is a possibility. I would say not every community is going to be able to take advantage of that situation, but we as a state should really look at some of the legislative roadblocks to really thinking about that as a possibility. There's perfect examples of public-private partnership that are happening between providers and communities, but certainly Reedsburg is one of the ways that this could work.
We're talking about broadband access with Brittany Beyer, leads the governor's task force on broadband access, which formed 2 years ago under an executive order. You can join in on broadband, what you see with high-speed connectivity where you are. What are the challenges? What are barriers? 800-642-1234. Brittany, in the new report, the Public Service Commission Chair Rebecca Cameron-Bach calls broadband an essential service. Should then broadband be regulated like electricity or like water and other utilities?
I think that's something that we could certainly be fighting for. I think you should be talking to your federal representatives about that, because it will be a federal decision. And so if that is, I think a lot of us are talking about the connection to the internet as essential to the way that we work. I think there's a lot of work we have to do in order to get that point across. And it's just another way for us as individuals to connect with our federal representatives to really press that point.
I want to look more closely at your task force, 27 members or so, and you've been together now for a couple years. Where does Right. this task force go from here?
Well, I think the task force, I think so many people stayed on because it's such a really important issue. I will be stepping down from the chair role, but I'll probably still be involved because, again, it is really a really important issue. I think it's really important to note that this great work has been done almost 100% remotely. So we have had every single meeting on Zoom. Hmm. And so I think it's just a great way to think about what you can do in this new state of technology. A lot of people are afraid of what's going to happen in this hybrid space. And I think it's great to point to the good work that we've done completely remotely.
When do you plan to step down as chair?
I committed to turning into the next report. So we're talking about who that next chair will be. No decisions have been made, but I'm really excited to be working on the ground in my region with the knowledge that I've gained through this process. And again, I'll still stay involved with the task force.
Governor Evers has the goal to see all Wisconsin residents have broadband access by 2025. Are we on track to meet that goal?
I think to a certain degree we are, but I think you can kind of think broader with the infrastructure law, that five-year term. You know, I think a lot of people are feeling such anxious desire for the gap to be closed as soon as possible. I think the note is people are definitely working on it, but the federal dollars are going to be flowing over a five-year process. And it's just important that whatever level of government that's appropriate for really being a good partner on at the table, they need to know that they have to have a sense of urgency that the state and the federal government have at this point, too. So it's going to take everyone to close this gap.
We only have a few seconds left. How's connectivity where you are in the Rhinelander area?
In the Rhinelander area, it's pretty good. It's, again, right outside of those main areas. I would say we're seeing great work from our county level representatives in multiple counties, Vilas, Oneida, Forest, who have put together really competitive grants and won them. And we have a lack of middle mile. We didn't talk about that. So the projects are more expensive up here, but we're really aware that we need to take very, very aggressive steps to close those gaps.
Brittany, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much. Have a good morning.
You too. Brittany Beyer, Executive Director of Grow North Regional Economic Development Corporation in Rhinelander, chairs Governor Evers' Task Force on Broadband Access. Stay with us. News update is next here on the Ideas Network.